It was a story that captivated people around the world. You know the one. A research vessel with scientists, tourists, journalists, and a Russian crew get stuck in pack ice in the Antarctic on Christmas Day. It takes multiple attempts by various countries to rescue the passengers of the Akademik Shchelkalski. And finally, after a week of waiting, they're evacuated by a Chinese helicopter to an Australian icebreaker. Here's BBC journalist Andrew Luck Baker reporting on the day that he and 51 others were airlifted to safety.
Look at that. What a handsome craft that is.
It was the sight everyone had been waiting for. The first rescue helicopter descending onto the same ice that had kept me and all on board the Russian research ship, the Akademik Shchelkalski, stranded for over a week.
The first of the helicopters to take us home!
So the research scientists are safe, the tourists and journalists are safe, and now the weather has improved and the Russian crew still aboard the Shchelkalski have been able to get the vessel moving through the ice. But that's not the end of the story. Andy Revkin writes the .earth blog for the New York Times. Now, you've written in your blog, Andy, that you've heard from polar scientists who say their own important and costly research in Antarctica was seriously disrupted by this diversion of icebreakers and the attempts to evacuate the passengers who were on an unessential expedition. That sounds like pretty harsh criticism of this expedition.
Well, scientists involved with years-long projects in Antarctica are very upset that they're not upset that a rescue effort had to be made and that ships were removed. They're upset that the basic need for it was the result of an expedition that they see as kind of frivolous. There's a sense of big stuff, federally funded French, American, and probably Chinese operations that require a lot of stuff to be done in a very short window of time when the ships can come and go. The Polar Star, which is now on its way to free the Chinese icebreaker, which sent the helicopter that rescued the people from the ship, the Polar Star is supposed to be clearing ice at McMurdo, the big American international Antarctic base, and it's not because of this Operation Spirit of Mawson.
So there's kind of a knock-on effect for other scientists in the region.
Yeah, and then that all gets delayed, and it's also costly. And, I've been on four different Arctic trips. I've not been to Antarctica because logistically it's challenging for journalists or scientists. But when you're on a National Science Foundation project, everything is vetted for safety. There's multiple layers of making sure things are going to work okay. And so I think the grump factor is that this operation seemed to take place in a bay, Commonwealth Bay, where there was unusual amount of sea ice around. It was kind of not unexpected that you could have this kind of event transpire.
So when scientists are on board these special trips with journalists and tourists, is there science kind of for show? Is it for the benefit of those other people on board?
The tourists who came along are basically helping to finance the trip itself. So it's enabling the scientists to be there and do their work. And again, as I said in my post on .earth, there are graduate students along for whom this is a really, sort of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. There's certainly educational value, but the question is, was it worth taking the risk to have this kind of expedition into a bay where any satellite image could show you was kind of surrounded by sea ice that could move? This is mostly sort of boutique science versus quote-unquote serious science. And the serious scientists just feel like this wouldn't have had to happen if it hadn't been for this sort of what they consider a frivolous operation.
Let me ask you about a debate that's transpired since the ship got stuck in ice. A lot of climate change deniers have been jumping on the fact that this expedition got stuck in ice as evidence that climate change is bogus. So what is the science behind what's going on with this muscular ice down there?
Well, Antarctica is a very different place than the Arctic. Sea ice in the Arctic Ocean is all hemmed in on both sides by all the continents that ring the Arctic Ocean. Antarctica is a continent that's ringed by ocean. So the dynamics of sea ice there are very different than they are in the Arctic. So making comparisons between why Arctic sea ice, the top of the world, is retreating and Antarctic sea ice is expanding, it doesn't really work from the beginning.
Andy, what about the argument that little is gained by reenacting historic expeditions? This one was called the Spirit of Mawson, was reenacting a voyage about a century ago of Douglas Mawson.
There's nothing wrong with these projects as long as they're kind of self-sustaining, responsibly carried out with safeguards and, keeping track of things like sea ice conditions. If you're on your own and you kind of do something silly, that's one thing. If you're on your own, you do something silly and it affects large operations that are important to basic understanding of how the world works and is changing, then that's problematic.
Andy Revkin, who writes the .Earth blog for the New York Times, thank you.
Good to be with you.